all our loyal listeners out there. This is CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits, and I am your host, Taylor McClure.
Chatting with us today is Valerie Anne Bachand, Coordinator for Land Management for the MRC of Bromississkwa, who will be speaking to us about the MRC's involvement in the protection of the Montérégien Hills, a chain of isolated hills that extend from Montreal all the way to the Estrie region. Thank you so much, Valerie Anne, for being here with us today. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Can you please start off by explaining and describing the Montérégien Hills to our listeners? For example, its size, what areas of the townships it passes through?
Montérégien Hills are a group of 10 hills aligned from west to east between the municipalities of Oka in the Laurentians and Notre-Dame-des-Bois in Eastern Township. In the region, they include Shepherd Mountain, Brome, and Megantic.
Okay. Now, what makes the hills ecologically significant? Why is it an important area to protect?
Each are large continuous forest masses and natural habitats that constitute cores of biodiversity among agricultural, rural, and urban landscapes. They are natural and cultural heritage because they really dominate the landscape.
Now, can you speak to us about, I know that the MRC of Bromississkwa is collaborating with the Communauté Métropolitaine de Montréal. So can you please speak to us a little bit about this collaboration and what you're doing together exactly?
Since the spring of 2022, the MRC has participated in a concerted effort to develop a protection plan for the Montérégien Hill. We collaborated the work of working group for the recognition and protection of the Montérégien Hill. The development plan step now is done because the final plan was adopted by the executive committee of the Montreal Metropolitan Committee in September 8th. Now the plan is finished. It's done.
Now, can you provide a little bit of details about this action plan and what steps are included in this plan and what you plan on doing together?
The plan is a three-year plan that includes 15 actions, and there are four objectives. The first is to adapt and harmonize planning tools. And the second is establishing and perpetuating the recognition and the protection of the hills, ensure better protection of areas of interest, and develop a sense of pride and mobilize stakeholders. Those four objectives and those 15 actions are consistent with what the MRC is doing right now. We are working on the regional plan for natural environment to ensure sustainable development into the future by integrating conservation of natural environment into its land use planning. The other thing that is important to say is that on est en train de réviser le plan, le schéma d'aménagement.
All right, so would you mind, Valérie-Anne, just giving some examples to our listeners about some of the 15 steps that are included in that plan?
Certain measures of this plan involve the collaboration of the municipalities and MRC concerned with the Montérégien Hills, including us at Bromississkwa with Mont Brome. We confirm our commitment to take part of a status committee to look in for the great status to protect the hill. And we are invited to identify Montérégien and their perimeters as important sector that comprise particular characteristics, and we are invited to include this specification in our plan, like the regional development plan. One of the measures is to make sure that our regional development plan and other land use plan are recognizing Montérégien as an important heritage and protective landscape. This is one of the steps, this is one of the measures. We want to encourage good practices and make sure that the planning and regulation tools are reduce pressure on these hills to make sure that we are greatly protect those heritage. Another thing is to participate in a community, like I said, to define our to define the appropriate status to obtain and start the process to for obtaining the appropriate status. We want to work with conservative committees. The other thing is we want to continue to work with conservative community and organism because we are already doing this, but we want to continue this great collaboration with the municipality as well. We want to concert our efforts on protecting this hill, and I'm not talking just about this hill. Actually, like I said, we're working on a regional plan for natural environment. This plan for Montérégien is consistent with the work we're currently doing, and we want to incorporate this plan, those measures in our work because it's like I said, it's consistent with what we're already doing. This plan is consistent with our territorial vision of a région naturelle habitée, inhabited natural region, and the work on the way by the MRC to develop a regional plan for natural environment. And we want to revise the regional development plan. This is an opportunity to integrate the protection of Montbrun in this, in those tools, in those planning tools.
That was actually my next question for you was, is there going to be a focus on Montbrun? Because this is the one mountain in the hills that is in Brome-Missisquoi.
Important to protect Montbrun, but if we think about the Montérégien Hills, yes, Montbrun is the mountain that is in our territory, but it's always important, as well important to protect the wildlife corridor between Montbrun and Mont Shepherd, and to protect all corridors in the territory of Brome-Missisquoi, the Green Mountains too, and we are working to protect the network, natural network. So it's all integrated, and it's a whole plan that is meant to protect biodiversity and natural services and the landscape, and it's all in the spirit or the vision of Région Naturelle Habitée. So it's a working plan for thinking about the territory in the prochaines années, là.
Yeah, for the next couple of years.
Yeah. And make sure that we are resilient about climate change, and make sure we have access to natural environment as well, because it's important for health. So we want to minimize pressure on natural environment.
Yeah.
And make sure that tourists and outdoor activities are sustainable. And it's a balance that is important to find. And we are working to do this in collaboration with conservative groups, municipalities, and all stakeholders that are and partners that are concerned with those environment, natural environment. So it concerted the efforts.
Well, I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Valériane, that you think would be important for people to know. Is there a website that people can go to learn more about this?
To learn more about Montérégien Hills, there's the site, the Coalition des Montérégiennes. We can have more information about each hill. Coalition des Montérégiennes is a group of conservative organization, and they are networking. So if you want to have more information about Montérégien Hills, we can go to Coalition Montérégienne, coalitionmontérégienne.ca, to get more information. If you want to have information about the MRC is doing right now to protect the regional natural environment, you can go to Réalisons BM. You can have information about our regional plan for natural environment, and as well, you can have information about our regional development plan that is in revision right now. Another thing that is very interesting about landscape is the atlas and the web series that celebrate the diversity of Brown Missisquoi landscape. It's a beautiful series that you can. It's a story map. It's a beautiful story map that you can go.
Thank you so much, Valeriane.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.